Welcome back, everybody. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news, some of it you may not have heard of, and great conversation, bringing it to you every day. Today, I've got my special guest, Jim Santel, with me. We've been talking about the mass exodus, especially of lawyers from the Trump administration. Odds are thousands of years of expertise. And the reason that Jim and I mention this is not just because we're both lawyers, but because lawyers are governed by a very particular set of rules, and a lawyer can lose their livelihood if they violate them. So I think the resignations of lawyers from all sorts of different function areas, but especially from the DOJ, is especially telling. And one of our last callers said, hey, if you want to change systems and you're within them, you got to stay and fight. And I appreciate that perspective. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever found me on LinkedIn, one of my things is system reformer. And I really, really believe in that. And I believe in reforming and constantly improving government and being painfully honest about what's working and what's not.
And being a part of the solution to the problem.
Correct.
Right?
And if something is broken, let's address that. I do have to say that as a lawyer, your lawyer ethics and the rules governing lawyers will actually require you to resign.
Yes, yes.
Because you cannot, if someone is, it's like a military personnel being given an illegal order. There is a higher level of ethics, and it requires you to resign those jobs. I have come close less than a handful of times in my nearly 30-year career, but and it's an increasing level of alarm. If you've been listening to this show for a while, I had a former ambassador and a career diplomat on the show about a month ago. And she said the same thing about people that work in the Department of State and other departments. I will just suggest this to everybody. I think a lot of professions, scientists, diplomats, lawyers, have this same process where you say to your boss, I disagree, and that's uncomfortable. And if it's something that you believe is illegal or immoral, whatever it is, maybe you orally explain it to him. Then you might send the email. Then maybe it's the formal letter with your signature. And then maybe it's like, hey, if this is going to happen, I have to resign. The difference is for lawyers, the resignation part is required.
Yes. Mandated. And so I think back, Maggie, to this event not so long ago, the interim U.S. attorney, Southern District of New York, she was embraced by this president, and she is approached by whom? Emile Beauvais, about whom you spoke earlier in this very program, and she tells him that she is obliged to dismiss the prosecution of Eric Adams, the president and maybe continuing mayor of the city of New York. And she says, you know, I've been a part of this, and the reality is that this is that bridge too far. I know this case. You're asking me to do something that is contrary to the facts, which again, the grand jury also found compelling presentation. I can make this at trial. You're asking me to do this contrary to what the law is on dismissals when there are merits or lack of merits. Everything about this is asking me to do something that's contrary to my oath of office, contrary to the commitment I made to the people of the Southern District of New York and the Department of Justice. And what does she do? She resigns.
She resigns.
She walks away rather than to be there and embrace this and make it her own.
And I'll just say this. Does everybody remember what was the sort of pen name the guy used that was in the first Trump administration? And he wrote the op-ed, I think,
yes,
in the New York Times. And he said, hey, some of us are sticking around and we know this is really screwed
up. Inside folks.
We're
going
to try to keep the bumpers on the bumper bowling here. So people asked the question then, and I'll ask it now. Was that the right call? And there's a deep question here that the people of good faith, when do you hit the point where it's like, I can no longer be part of this, that the fight, I'm over, I can't fight this as an individual within these departments. I have to leave. And I hate to even contemplate that because it is so almost not, I don't know, nihilism isn't the right word, but it is, that's approaching an abyss, right?
And,
but the question has to be like, when are you complicit when you stick around?
Right, exactly. And it may well be sometimes it's the frog boiling experience where, again, bit by bit, you get a suggestion early on, it's boiling a bit. You've got a meeting, then you've got a note, and that sort of thing. And at some point then you say, wait a minute, we are boiling the frog and we are done with this. And at that point, I think most lawyers will be able to go home one night, look themselves in the mirror and say, we've gone beyond that point. I can no longer stay to fight that fight for reform. I've got to leave for my own ethics, for the good, frankly, of the country, of the state, of the county.
Because it sends
it
a message.
Exactly.
Paul from Madison on WMDX says, lawyers are leaving is another measure of the Trump corruption. It is sad for the lives and professional careers of those dedicated individuals. But is there a silver lining? Does his lack of quality legal help slow down the madness? Maybe, maybe not. There seem to be plenty of lawyers who are willing to do his bidding. John from Oshkosh on WISS. The people that need to care don't know or understand the seriousness of it, or they think it's the deep state leaving. Well, that's why I made the point. You don't have resignations at this level and attribute it to individual political preferences. It's just not possible. There's too many of them. Steve from Milwaukee on WAUK says DOJ is corrupt. It seems its job is now to defend Trump, the individual, as opposed to any sort of justice. By the way, the Onion headline yesterday was something like, the Trump administration calls Lady Justice just another bit of woke propaganda and drops the word justice from the Department of Justice. I hate it when the Onion gets it just right. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about good trouble and bold ideas for a new progressive majority with Tope Fullerin. He is the executive director of the Institute for Policy Studies. They've got a big conference coming up this Thursday in celebration of John Lewis. Don't miss that conversation. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.